Today we're looking at a book called The Frenchman. It's written by a bloke called Jack Beaumont, who's in Australia. He's an Australian, but he's actually French, and he was in the French Secret Service, so he can't use his real name. That sounds exciting.
It is exciting, and I must say, Jack Beaumont, if this story is, and we're told, it is loosely speaking based on things that have actually happened to him or he has experienced looking on from a very close position. In his time working in the French Secret Service, he has led a very, very exciting life. But more exciting for the reader is that this, as his first novel, is really good.
Wow.
And he has got a talent for writing very, very exciting stories and writing them in such a manner that, you get a real insight into what it's like to work for, be it the French Secret Service or the English Secret Service or the CIO or even here in Australia if working for ASIS. The things they go through and the training they get. And yeah, it's a very clever novel. It starts slowly, and then it quietly builds to a crescendo at the finish. And
yeah,
having finished the book, I can tell readers the last 70 pages you won't be putting it down.
Right, fair enough. We should point out it is a work of fiction though, but some of it's based on his experiences.
Apparently, some of it is a little bit too close to the truth.
Right. Okay. It's probably another reason he couldn't use his real name as well.
Right.
So what's the plot for it, Tim?
Well, the plot is basically a rogue element of the Pakistani Secret Service called the ISI have decided, as I say, they're a rogue element, so they're not officially endorsed by the Pakistani government, have decided, and it's all to do with this clash between Islamic faith and Western social democracies. This rogue element of the Pakistani Secret Service have decided to conduct a chemical warfare attack on France. And in particular, they are going to poison the water supply of Paris with a bug that a scientist who has been working for the Pakistanis has taken a very, very nasty, naturally occurring bug and has enhanced it so that it's even more horrible and harder to detect, and it will generate itself just with exposure to water. And
wow.
It's worse kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a very nasty piece of chemical warfare, and the Frenchman is the central part of a French intelligence operation that eventually unravels the plot and then has to stop it actually occurring, and they get there in the nick of time.
Right, and the title comes from the name that the rogue elements give him. They just refer to him as the Frenchman. Yeah,
that's right. Yes, later in the novel, there's some conversation between arguably the two central elements of the rogue part of the ISI. And yeah, they refer to him as the Frenchman. Yes,
it's quite scary to think that in the realms of possibility, a rogue nation or an element of a rogue nation could actually do this sort of thing.
It is scary, and it's scary that the mechanisms are in place that with sufficient thought and preparation they could actually launch something like this, and that. On the other hand,
the mechanisms are in place there to stop it as well.
there are mechanisms and people in place who look out for the ordinary citizens of their country.
Yeah, yes. And we don't even know they're doing it.
No. And that's one of the interesting things. And as a little aside, it's really interesting. The central character in this agonises all through the story about how he leads these two completely separate lives. He has a normal life with a wife, from the book you get the impression, two delightful young sons, and he has this other persona which has to be completely separate, and the whole time he is worrying that bad people, wherever they might come from, might crack his identity and then take out their displeasure or use his family as a bargaining chip.
Yeah, I think that's something that every spy or security agent has had to think about in life and in fiction.
And Jack Beaumont, he brings this into the story, and he handles that side of the story really well. yeah.
Okay, it sounds like a great book, Jack Beaumont. His name might be Jacques, but we don't know.
No, we don't know for sure.
No, exactly. Tim, thanks for sharing that with us today, as always. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week with another Book of the Week.
Look forward to it, Martin. Thank you.